Ferret of our Africa desk speaking to me earlier. Well, the protests in Libya take place against the background of very considerable oil wealth. Libya accounts for around 2% of the world's crude oil exports, and foreign oil companies have been keeping a watching eye on developments. With me here in the studio to discuss the impact of Libya's uprising on foreign oil companies is our reporter John McManus. John, give us a picture of the international companies working there.
Well, there are several foreign oil companies doing business in Libya, including ExxonMobil, the Spanish company Repsol, and the Norwegian Statoil, and of course BP. Now, BP have 140 staff overall in Libya, including 40 expats. They've told us that they're preparing to take out families and non-essential staff over the next 2 days because they're worried about the unrest, but they haven't ordered a full-scale evacuation of all their personnel. That's clearly because they don't think that at the moment all of them are in any kind of danger. BP have two operations in the country, one a drilling survey in the Mediterranean and another in the Western Desert. Now, the Mediterranean side is unaffected, but contracting staff in the desert side have been pulled out, which means, of course, that drilling there has been halted. Now, BP signed their drilling deal with Libya in 2007 after a 30-year absence from the country. They recently said that it will be at least another 7 years before any kind of oil comes out of the ground in Libya. So obviously any disruption to their operations could push that date back further, and it means that BP is forced to spend more money on the operations.
And do we know anything about what the other oil firms based in Libya are planning?
Well, in contrast to BP, the Norwegian company Statoil has already begun evacuating all their non-Libyan staff from the two oil fields which they operate in the country, and they've closed their headquarters in Tripoli. The Spanish company Repsol, which employs about 200 people at an operation in the Western Desert, say they're operating normally. They don't think any of their workers or their operations are in any danger, so they're not making any plans to evacuate their workers at present either. So it's a bit of a mixed response so far from foreign oil companies, but I suspect that they're all hoping the unrest will be temporary, and they'll all, of course, be watching for advice from their respective governments as well. Now, apart from the oil workers, there are also other workers in other industries in Libya. For example, an estimated 50,000 Bangladeshi workers, most of them in the construction business. And this morning, reports have started to emerge that Bangladeshi and South Korean construction workers were injured in an attack on a site west of Tripoli.
John McManus, thanks very much for that update. Some other news.